This is the Patriots Beat News Feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, August 24th, 2016. I'm Michael Longi, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The roster move continued for the Patriots on Wednesday, a week before the initial roster cutdowns begin. The moves on Wednesday included the surprise trade of center Brian Stork to the Washington Redskins. According to NFL.com's Ian Rappaport, Stork was informed of New England's intention to release him on Wednesday morning, but then in a bit of a surprise turn, Rappaport later reported that Stork had in fact been traded to Washington in exchange for a conditional draft pick. ESPN's Adam Schefter then reported that the deal is for a 7th-round draft pick in the 2017 draft. Stork was initially a 4th-round draft pick in the 2014 draft out of Florida State University and has been battling injuries for his entire career. Stork missed the first 10 games of last season on short-term injured reserve with a concussion before taking back the starting role in the second half of the season. Stork has already suffered a concussion in training camp this year and was also involved in a fight during a joint practice with the Chicago Bears on August 16th. Undrafted second-year man David Andrews will take over the starting role. Andrews started the first 10 games of last season in Stork's place. According to Comcast Sportsnet New England's Tom E. Curran, the Patriots also announced that they intend to release veteran wide receiver Nate Washington. Washington had a tough start to training camp, vomiting early in the first practice of the season and then missing the entire first week of camp. He was unable to earn a spot in the crowded wide receiver core. Nate Washington is in his 11th season in the NFL, and with the moves made today, the Patriots now have 81 players on the roster. They must cut that number down to 75 players by August 30th. On a positive note for Patriots fans, tight end Rob Gronkowski returned to the practice field for the first time in over a week on Wednesday. Gronkowski had missed the previous week of practice after pulling up while running a route during a practice on August 15th. Gronkowski was present for stretching and warm-ups, but mostly watched from the sideline for the majority of practice. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.